Well, we're going to have an interview today that's going to be fun because I'm going to start like I don't even know these people. And I don't know them very well, but I know them well enough that when they pull into my driveway and Bentley, your favorite dog, sees the neighbors, they'll say, woo, woo, which is their way of saying, Watsons, welcome to your mother-in-law's house.
Welcome to Cozy Cove.
That's and what then Poppy saying. Jerks on his harness, pulls him into the house and says, don't do that. He's just talking to the neighbors. Rich, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Rich
I'm
Watson.
Great. Y'all doing well?
Well, good. I am. Yeah. I'm not sure
I'm
about
doing great.
Yet,
I'm doing very good. Yeah. Very
I want to start with you.
Okay.
Tell me, in the beginning, God, we got that one.
That's right.
But in the beginning, Rich, tell it. Born, raised, give us some background.
Of me?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was brought up in the Church of God. Actually, my sister took me to church.
Okay.
That's how I became.
But where were you born? Are you mom and
oh,
dad?
Lord. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I had a mom and dad.
That's
yeah,
good.
We all have it. We were born with no clothes. We all figured it out now.
See, we're all together on that.
Yep. Yep.
But Charleston, South Carolina.
Was Charleston. Great city. I went there one time. Did the carriage ride and all
that. Yeah.
It was a blast.
Great food.
And that's where the fort is that started or didn't start. It didn't start the war, but where it started.
Yep, absolutely.
Civil
but
war.
I was a military brat, so we moved all over. I've been coast to coast.
Mm. Yep. And what branch?
He was Navy.
Huh. What a man.
What a man.
What a man. All the others turned him down. He went to the Navy just like, no, you choose the Navy.
Absolutely. You did. Well, he's the reason I went to the Army. So.
Well, I'm the reason I went to the Navy because my dad was in the Army.
See how it goes?
That's how it goes. How did music come into your life?
Music was my sister and I sang in church since I was as far back as I remember. So that's how it she taught me how to harmonize, and we sang together, and it was a beautiful thing. So
Did she sing professionally ever? Or just?
She went out in the ministry when she graduated high school and passed away at 20.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, melanoma cancer.
Oh.
But her legacy lives on.
Amen. Wow. Amen. So that got you going in music. And
yeah.
Where did Branson come up on the radar?
Branson came up after I retired from the Bureau of Prisons up in Springfield. And I came down here to watch the shows because I'm such a huge fan still. So 18 years later, I'm still doing shows here in Branson.
Now, the Bureau of Prisons, were you in where, what's his name was that? Were you in
Federal
the hospital?
Medical Center?
Yep. I sure was.
Wow. They had some characters in that one.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
we did.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep. All the way through all those.
So what was the most famous one we had up there? Was the guy from 911 bombing?
The Blind Sheik.
Yeah, Blind Sheik, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he passed away a few years ago.
Did you ever have interaction with him?
I did.
Were you were a guard?
I did. Uh-huh.
So you'd have a lot of interaction.
Yeah, a lot of interaction.
Was there a time of conversation where you could have a decent conversation?
Not with him so much. He was very defiant.
Oh, boy.
So we
even in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as much as we think about a soft heart, sometimes this doesn't happen, does it?
No. And the other one I mentioned would not come to Jesus up till he passed away. We all tried to witness to him, and I hope he did before he went on.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, when I produced the Stan Hitchcock show, we took him and the music group out there to perform for the guys. And after you go through about four or five of those doors closing behind you, you hope somebody's got the key.
That's right.
Whew.
Yeah, I still hear that door slamming every time.
Oh, my. Isn't that crazy?
Man.
Now, your wife's at the table with us. Kind of tell her how she came into your life.
Oh, my Lord. So this pretty lady's been by my side for 17 years. When I got to Branson, yes, she's amazing. We were at church together at Tri-Lakes Church way back when.
Oh, yeah.
And
Tri-Lakes Christian?
Yeah, at the old Mill Tillis
place,
Theater.
Right?
Yep.
So, I mean, we came together through, I mean, she was teaching the kids. I was on the praise team. We came together. We both loved to sing, so we started singing together.
Good.
Yeah, and right off... we hit it off after I fell over a sign after when we were at the Promise.
Okay.
Anna was in the original Promise. Yeah, I just asked her out. I got all nervous, and I fell over a sign trying to walk away, go do
that. Anna, what'd you think about that?
Well, it was what my friend thought. She thought I should stay away from him.
Now, you were in the original Promise,
yes.
And you played whom?
I was a regular cast member. For the first, I believe it was the first couple of years, and then I went into playing the role of young Mary after that.
Well, we had Laura Fogle here the other day, and the other lady that came with her, what's her name? Thanks, Darren, for helping us out here.
Yeah, Darren, thank you very much.
Angie.
That's right.
Remember Angie Skiller?
Yeah. She's working with options now. So this promise thing keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a great program or show to have here, because when people came to town and they asked you, where should we go? First thing out of your mouth was the promise.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has continued because Sight and Sound, mm-hmm. just a small little venue over on the other side of town. Yeah. So how did you get introduced to the promise? Well, stop a minute. So did you ask her to marry you, or did she say, I got to ask you?
You know, my mother-in-law, my mother-in-love, we call her, I think she actually is the one that put us all together to,
really?
To ask. Yeah, I mean, of course
did she say yes?
She did say yes.
Yeah, good. Yeah. What's
if
your friend
don't
say?
Fall over many signs.
No.
She didn't say anything after that.
After that, I'm not saying nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And how many years ago did you say?
17.
17 years ago.
Are you from here, Anna?
I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hang on a minute.
Uh-oh. Call the hogs.
Little Sue Piggy for me, huh?
Sue Piggy, yeah.
Yeah, her daddy played for them.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Crazy.
Cool.
All right, so we're in Branson, and what are we doing in the very beginning? You've come out of the prisons, and would you retire from that?
I retired from the Bureau of Prisons.
Did your military background help you get into the prison system?
It did, actually. I couldn't get a job when I got out.
Sure.
They picked me up, and it was a great, great, great career.
I love that. Now, what'd you think? You tell a guy you married a guy that just came out of prison, right?
Well, I don't know how long it had been before we got together that you had been retired from there. Maybe a couple of years?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was difficult to know. I didn't know him from that life. You know, I only knew him from, you know, current time.
Sure.
So, you know, it's kind of hard to picture, you know, what he was like at that time.
Now, how did he sing?
How did he sing?
Yeah.
You mean, was he really good or was
That's exactly what I'm asking.
We're all leaning in on this one.
I thought he was a wonderful singer, for sure, but his heart was the winner.
Really?
You know, that just
Let me ask you a question. How did she sing?
Beautiful. I honestly have never heard anybody that sings
No
like
hesitation
that.
Now, about that.
That's
are
right.
you all on this CD together?
No.
That's just you.
Just her.
Just you, Anna. Whoa, my goodness.
Oh, we get the pleasure of
now,
Anna this morning.
I called Rich yesterday, and I said, we want to talk about your show, and we want to promote that, but we want to spend the time today not forgetting the cross, the burial, and the resurrection. And very kindly, he said to me, not a problem. But let's get the show stuff, Keith. Let's get some of that for someone who might be leaving before we play her first song.
All right. Well, Garth Brooks,
yes.
Small country act, might make it if he's lucky. Right?
He might make it. Yeah.
You can't do all of his songs in
no.
a two-hour show. But you're going to be doing a Garth Brooks tribute show over at God and Country.
We sure are.
Tell
we open
me
up
about
Tuesday,
okay.
April 2nd. Got a great band behind us. Anna's going to do all the Trisha Yearwood stuff. Plus,
oh, very good.
A few surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got the band. We've been putting them together. Yesterday was our last full rehearsal. It's going to be amazing. We're going to do all of them we can in a two-hour period.
You're going to do the dance?
Of course.
Got to do that. Friends in Low Places?
We have to do that.
I've got friends in
Low Places. That's right.
Places.
Yeah. I know the guy that wrote that. That
you
was,
do?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in years.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember his name. But anyway, great songs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tunes.
So many.
Okay, guys, where's it at?
God and Country Theater.
Where's that at?
Well, that's over on 76 across from the King's Chapel.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah. I remember moving here. There was a movie theater there.
Well, that's true. Same building.
So that's the same building.
Yep. And Jerry has done a lot of upgrades, as he always does. And you're going to be in the little theater?
We're going to be in the little theater.
And what's the schedule for the show?
Okay, we will do Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m., Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. All the way through the year.
Wow.
Can I tell you?
Tuesday and Thursday at 2 and Wednesday at 8.
Yes, sir.
Love that.
Now, I want to tell you about my co-host here.
Yeah, let's hear
him and his wife have a copy shop. I get that. But
he knows because he came over and sat down and at the table, and we developed a card for him, and he's got it, and he's passed it out. And he told me that he's reordered.
We've already reordered.
Did he get a box?
Probably not.
Okay, just checking.
The size card that he got.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the number he got, he probably got him shrink wrapped.
Oh, I got
He's
it.
Whining because he ordered 100 business card size things, and I gave it to him shrink wrapped with a rubber band around it.
With the invoice.
Well, yeah, with the animal.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wants a box.
Oh, well.
Whining about the box.
Mine came in a little box.
Okay. That's what I think.
So he got a box.
Thank you, but he did get a box.
Okay.
Keith, tell these two people sitting at our table how wise this schedule is in a town full of theaters when one that doesn't hold like the Grand Palace, 4,000 plus. Keith and I have been there.
Yep.
When we walked in when there was 1,000 and said, where is everybody?
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you. Tell them how wise this is.
And you're in
140
spots.
Nice.
And if you you have a crowd of 100 people, you're in great shape.
You go to
2,000 and you have 100 people.
Mm. That's right.
So that'll
be
great.
Dreaming of your show.
Oh, yeah.
This is
excellent. You're not on the weekend where people are coming and going.
No.
You're right there in the midweek. They're here. They figured out what they want to do.
That's right.
And you've got a Tuesday and Thursday at 2 o'clock, which is a great time. And then a Wednesday night at 8.
So that's right.
That'll be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. What, Tricia, hear which songs you're going to be singing?
Well, Rich and I are going to do two duets that they do together. So we're going to do Where Your Road Leads, Oldie But a Goodie, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to do Shallow, which was in the movie
Star is Born.
Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga did that song together. But Garth and Tricia recorded that song when we were out at Thunder Ridge, whenever that's the name of that place, right?
Last year, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
And so we saw them live, and it was a great concert.
That was a great experience.
It was great. But they did that song, and so we wanted to do that. And then I'm going to do She's in Love with the Boy.
Yeah. What are we going to hear from you today?
I'm going to do Was in a Morning Like This, so it'll cover everything having to do with Easter.
Ah, that's
perfect. She's going to sing it live for you.
Yeah, I'm going to sing it live.
Are you?
Hey, real quick. For those out there, the God and Country Theater is next to Applebee's, so that's a great one, you know, to mention, because a lot of people know where Applebee's
is. Sure. I smell steak every time I come out of the theater.
Every time.
I smell shrimp.
Yeah.
Okay. I like the riblets.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, Ooh. My gosh. Can't eat them.
Why?
Nah. I like boneless.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. And you eat those little riblet things.
Yeah,
I do too.
All right. So do you have a soundtrack?
Yep.
This is great. Keith is an orchestrator.
So you're going to sing to the track. Okay, so we'll need some volume.
Now, do
here
you
want to
stand or do you want to sit? What do you want to do? You make yourself comfortable because these microphones raise right up.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Huh.
If you'd like to stand
I'll
up.
Stand up.
You know why? Because my music teacher said, Charlie, you're either going to stand up or get that diaphragm in a different position. So take your microphone.
All right.
And the note she's going to hit, she better stand up.
She better stand up. And all tell right. me the song again.
Was in a Morning Like This.
All right. Well, let's listen to you
For
here.
My,
Good morning, Nelson.
Would you wait till he gets back to his chair?
I didn't know he was
I know
gone.
You didn't. Give me some help here.
Jeez.
Live from my neighbor's daughter this morning, Joanna. I hope you're listening. Joanna.
Yes.
Okay. Introduce your wife to sing.
Oh, this is my sweet wife, Anna Maria Watson. Going to do It Was a Morning Like This.
Here you go.
Was in a morning like this, when the sun still hid from Jerusalem, and Mary arose from her bed to tend the Lord she thought was dead. Was in a morning like this, when Mary walked down from Jerusalem, and two angels stood at the tomb, bearers of news she would hear soon. Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel you again? Over and over, like a trumpet underground, did the earth seem to pound? He is risen. Like this, when Peter and John ran from Jerusalem, and as they raced toward the tomb,
Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel you again?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Great job.
Might be the best job ever done in our studio live, and we've had some. This is great. Thank you for bringing that to us this morning.
That's great.
It's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. It's a good Friday.
Yep.
And it is a good Friday. Why, Keith?
Well, it's a good Friday because Easter is on the way, and Sunday is on the way, and it will be the 31st. My goodness, we'll turn the page on the month, too. And weather's going to be good. And Rich, you and Anna have some good Easter plans, I assume?
We do. We're going to be worshiping with Dave Hamner at his church.
Oh, good.
Leading worship over there. Yep, and then we'll be with family in the afternoon and and our dogs, I guess.
They'll be the dog.
Yeah.
So glad you like dogs. Darren, the producer of the show, when we're helping my brother-in-law, needed some help, mm-hmm. which we might need today, Darren. Just letting you know. And so what's he do? He goes to our house, and we look on the video camera. He's carrying our dog to the yard.
Well,
isn't that sweet?
Your dog won't let me pick it up.
Well, you know why he said it? You're not singing to him right. He says, I want some Garth Brooks.
Really?
I'll do it next time.
Okay, now do me a favor. Help me with something.
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Keith?
Yeah.
How well do you know this? I've got friends in low places.
Me?
I'm looking at you.
I don't know anything other than I've got friends.
Yeah, how's it start out?
You got to get down there and grab that boat.
Blame it.
Huh?
Blame it all on my roots.
I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair.
There you go.
Keep going. I'm liking it.
The last one to know. The last one to show I was the last one you thought you'd see there. That's all you're getting, because I'm still bawling from Anna singing.
I've got friends in places.
Yep.
I love it.
You got to sing the chorus.
Anna, you did great. that's the song right there. Is the low places. You got to dig
places.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. Why Garth?
I hit it every once in a while.
Why'd you do Garth?
Wow. You know, I've been a big fan since 89. And we used to play when I was in Panama for Just Cause. We used to play all that, much too young to feel this dang old.
Mm-hmm.
We'd play that all the time because we thought we were young kids back then, and we thought, man, why are we experiencing this at 20 years old, you know? So we'd sing stuff like that. And I just have been a big fan of all these years, and I've always wanted to do something like this. So when Tom Johnson retired this last year from the Suns, mm-hmm. I was like, man, am I done? Is entertainment over with? I'm still having fun. So Jerry and I were talking. I said, just joking, really. I said, Jerry, why don't we put a Garth Brooks show in? He said, it's in. Let's do it.
Wow.
So we produced it, and we did it. We went on tour because the Suns are still touring. So.
Right.
So we kind of produced it we developed it while we were on the road and put it together, and we got back. Been working on it.
How does this work? Because Garth Brooks has got a big name.
He does.
And can you just go on stage and put Garth Brooks name up there, what do you have to do?
No, I had to kind of change it up a little bit.
Okay.
His background is in marketing.
Okay.
Genius. But no, we had to do change a lot of things up just to take a different name. So, but we want to do a tribute to him.
Right.
Here's another thing about Garth Brooks a lot of people don't know. His message, everywhere he goes, is about love. That's my favorite word, is love. So my tribute to him is about that word love, not just the songs and the, you know, I don't buy into the woke thing and all that other junk. I just buy into love. So
well, it ought to be a great show. And one of the things that makes shows, so I go and I recognize some of the songs.
Uh-huh.
You're going to recognize probably all
every song we do. You'll recognize and want to be involved.
Now in this Trisha year, where see when I'm not a big music man. There's things I like. Last night, you might have heard it if you'd been at your mother's house. Our grandson, Stinky Linky, Lincoln Ingram, he said, can I go out on the front porch and play my recorder? This is not a recorder for your ears, kids.
That's a little thing.
Yeah. And I hear him, and I see all the animals start to follow him out there. So he comes back, and he's playing a Mozart song.
Oh, my Lord.
And it's on the recorder, and he told me the name of it. And so he went to Alexa and said, Alexa, play this song, which I remembered the beat to that particular song. And he says, do you like classical like that? Probably, I've been a classical fan ever since Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
And so there's genres of music I like. For instance, when you get to the city and you walk into Silver Dollar City and you hear the banjo.
Yeah.
There's just bluegrass. Something about the banjo.
Yep, bluegrass music.
But if they say, are you a bluegrass fan? Probably not. Garth Brooks.
Yep.
I got friends in low places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could also be doing Preacher's Wife, what's her name, that passed away, Whitney Houston.
Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear some of that, but I love that type of thing. And the music, the song you just sang.
Yeah.
Was that from The Promise?
No. Sandy Patty did that.
Sandy Patty. Yeah.
Okay.
And she did. I've just seen Jesus with Lionel Harris,
you
too.
Did a great, mm-hmm.
We did that song.
Well,
you did a great job.
Let me tell you, excellent. Do you have another song by any chance?
I do.
Because I'd like to do one after 8 o'clock. Can we do that?
Yep.
Would you mind?
You mean you would like her to do one?
What'd I say?
You would like to do one.
Oh, you're going to sing for us?
That's what I thought.
No,
yes.
Because what? No, what I listen, I started yesterday. There was a very good music man sat in your chair yesterday. And I started out up from and he goes, what a key you started that baby in.
Yeah.
And then he took off doing a great job.
He was a worship leader from over at Kimberly City.
Oh,
by the way,
we need to tell you about
a drive-through Easter display. It is at the First Baptist Church of Kimberling City. It starts tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday night, 8 o'clock. And you drive through and you see five different scenes that have to do with Easter. And the last one is what?
An empty tomb.
Empty tomb.
We love giving this example. If they stole his body, it wouldn't have folded grave clothes.
Right.
If I rushed in to get Keith,
grab him and go.
Keith stayed with me in a hotel. We had separate rooms because I just wanted to put up with his snoring.
Oh.
And I wanted to see, can he really dress himself in the morning? That's what it was all about.
That was it.
But if there was a fire, I'd rush in and get him and take him out. I wouldn't stop and make the bed.
No.
Well, if I'm going to steal a body, I'm not going to go in. That's another sign that I never even heard about until the other day. If they stole the body, nobody's going in and folding it. Hang on a minute, let me fold the grave clothes. No, we're out of here.
Right.
He has risen, Keith.
He has risen. Do you you can buy tickets for the show by calling God and Country Theater. Do you have any cards that you're giving out or anything
we
like
are.
That?
We are. Well, if you mention this, KLFC, go to the box office or call. They'll do buy one, get one half off.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. And you start Tuesday, 2
Tuesday,
o'clock.
2 o'clock, yes.
Okay, very good. And do you have or contemplating a website or a Facebook page on
this? We have a Facebook, A. Garth Tribute.
Okay.
The website, I don't know.
All right. Well, A. Garth Tribute on Facebook.
Yeah.
Now, I am finding as I'm getting older that websites are okay, Keith, but... they've been taken over, haven't they?
Yeah, the Facebook and the Twitter and the thing. Well, I guess it's called something else now. X, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to write that. After you tell me X, you don't have to say formerly Twitter. You don't write that anymore, Keith. I'm done with that.
Okay.
By the way, before we close and get to our second half, I hope you're enjoying the morning like we are. Let's remember the families in Baltimore.
Yes.
Yesterday when we had our guest with us, Cy Gart, he is from the Baltimore, Maryland area. His sister lives in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And he brought us a first-hand feeling of what the people were thinking at that time, Keith.
Wow, tough. Hey, we're going to continue. Good morning, Ozarks. Rich and Ann are going to stick with us, and we'd love to invite you to stay with us as well. 40 degrees. Darren's going to keep us updated on the weather all morning long.
When we come back, we're going to have a little fun first before we have you close our this section of our program, okay?
All right. Stay with us and see what he's got in mind on Good Morning Ozarks. It's Keith and Charlie on Life FM. Welcome to the 8 o'clock half hour of Good Morning Ozarks. Keith O'Neill and Charlie Ingram. It's 8:03 this morning, 40 degrees. And Darren, keep us updated on the weather. If you missed any of what Rich and Ann have been talking about, the Garth tribute, all of that, you can get it on KLFCRadio.com later today and listen to what they had to say and listen to a great song that you sang about the morning.
Maybe we have your permission to put that on our podcast live. Keith, you want to get that straightened out?
Yeah, can we put that on there?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, there you go.
I want to chase just a rabbit before we get back into some
things.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it ought to be a pretty good rabbit. If you've not had these, Keith, I got to tell you.
What?
I am not a Little Caesars fan.
You're not?
No.
Why?
Well, I just never have been. It's cardboard with sauce on it, and it's cheap. But my grandson said something yesterday to me, little Lincoln. He said, "Poppy, have you seen those things they've called Crazy Puffs?" And I saw them advertised. And they look great, Keith. They're round like little muffins with pepperoni.
Huh.
And Mary was going to make spaghetti.
No pepperoni.
Well, there's other styles without pepperoni. See, that just proved you have no taste.
Taste? Yeah. Oh, come on.
How's your shrimp?
No.
Lobster?
Don't do that. No. Don't do any of that stuff.
You can go ahead and say it, Ron, if you want to.
Ron? That's terrible. I knew who he was talking about.
What do you mean, terrible? You like all that stuff?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Come on.
So I called.
Well, you're from Charleston.
That's right.
See? So I called Little Caesars, and I asked them, and they said, "You need to give us some notice." Notice to order Crazy Puffs?
Yeah.
They look great.
They must make them fresh.
Well, let me tell you something. I went and picked them up, and Keith, they are great.
Okay.
They're about the size of a muffin. They're garlicky,
like
breadish type, and they've got the but there's other flavors if you don't like the pepperoni.
Okay.
And you would like it. But I brought that up for a reason. And if I embarrass anybody, I'm sorry. I apologize right now in advance. But you lost your father, and he battled hard, okay? And we wanted to fix something for your mom. Well, I said, "Let's do so-and-so." And my wife, in her wisdom, says, "You know, everybody doesn't like everything." And you all been there, Keith. Go ahead and admit it.
Oh, yeah.
They bring in the food, and you go, "Ooh,
bring the casserole over," and you go,
"Who's going to eat that?"
Yeah. Thank
so
you
Rich
very much for bringing
was so
it.
Bold and says, "You know what? She's been thinking of a pizza from, what's her name on 248? What's it called?
Mr. Roberti's?"
Yeah. No.
Rocco's.
Rocco's pizza.
Rocco's. Yeah, that's all right. Okay. Rocco's. And then I said, "What kind?" Keith, you're not eating this pizza.
Probably not. She probably got mushrooms.
Remember what she puts? Mushrooms and spinach.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? No, it's not done yet.
No?
With the Alfredo sauce.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Sakes. I was told she thought that was the greatest thing she could have.
Really?
Okay. Holy cow, is that crazy?
Well, the one thing about it, she'd have a lot more of it in a family gathering than other people would because nobody else would eat it, maybe.
But she did one thing.
She loved it, I bet.
She did one thing that was just great.
What?
Thin and crispy. There you go.
Oh, you like thin and crispy.
It's Good Morning Ozarks. Our friends with us today, Rich Watson and his wife Anna with us. So, I want to do something fun first before we get to the serious part. Trisha Yearwood, right? Who's Trisha Yearwood?
Trisha Yearwood sold merchandise for Garth in the early days. And then later they got together and married some time ago now. You know how long? Quite a few years. They've been married.
Isn't it terrible?
It's been over 10 now.
Oh, way over 10.
So he's married to Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, and they live in Oklahoma. So.
Okay, which is close and handy.
Yeah, so.
And he opened up.
She's had a career of her own.
Huge.
And still does. Mm-hmm.
And they opened up out here at a little place called Thunder Ridge.
Yeah, little venue down there.
Little traffic issue. Mm-hmm. But if you've driven down there now, he took care of the traffic issue.
He did.
He'll take care of that. So.
And I think his manager manages that place. Why they got him.
Right.
I want to hear something that when you say this duet, like what kind of duet is there?
That we do on there?
Yeah.
On the show?
What do y'all do?
We do, Where Your Road Leads or Shallow, okay.
Which one's the best that you can just say?
Probably Where Your Road Leads.
Well, that one features more of myself.
Well, yes.
That's why he wants to do it.
I've been singing for days. I don't have a voice.
You know, and he, I mean, you know, he does mainly backup on that part.
Backup. Tell me what that means.
Backup means I sing all the harmony parts.
Yeah.
Okay, show me. Give me just a little example of what you're talking about.
Okay.
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot. A cappella, right?
Where your road leads, I will follow. When your heart bleeds, I'll be there for you.
Well, I'm buying that album.
You can do it.
Can we buy that at halftime?
It's coming.
That's good.
It's coming.
That's good.
Yep.
It's been a lot of fun. Keith, let's talk about the show that we want to close out with your next
one. All right, tribute to Garth Brooks, and it's going to be Tuesday and Thursday at 2 o'clock and Wednesday at 8.
You got
it.
In
Country Theater. It's in the small theater. It'll be great. Take your family and your friends. Call the box office. Get some tickets and go see them.
And mention KLFC Radio.
Yep. Get first ticket full price, second ticket half price.
That's right.
Sounds good.
And I'm sure, like Larry Wilhite said for years, a lot of the money goes to the old lady's home.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what
he would never call her an old lady.
No, nope.
I didn't say he was. We didn't know. See, you.
That's what Larry used to do, though.
Well, but you wait a minute.
When I tagged it to Larry, so
I was just making sure because I used that line one time, and Mary looked at me and said, "To who? not you, honey.
Not you.
To the old lady's home."
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. So what's next for us? What do you got?
I've got Jerusalem for
you. Oh my. Well,
great song.
You better stand up and get this one ready because that is one of my favorites right here.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, let's close out this portion of our program with you guys. Thank you so much for coming.
We're honored to be here. Thank you for having us.
When I looked down and saw you again.
I would love to.
When I saw you here on Friday, I couldn't think of anything better than to have you on. Knew your faith background.
Yes.
Our friend Mike Britton.
Yes.
The path you've walked in, your testimony, the tent that you had out by Kirbyville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All these things. But today, if you're listening and you're not a believer.
Well, why not today? You've heard a lot. We've talked about it a lot. Guests have talked about it. And maybe you're one of those that said, well, I'm just not really sure. Well, today's a good day to be sure and ask somebody. And I'll tell you, there is nothing that will give you more peace, more direction, more love in this world here and to be able to be in the presence of Him eternally than to accept Jesus as your Savior.
Amen.
Dr. Cy Gart, the author of Science, Faith, and Harmony, was a bioscientist and an atheist at 40 years old in a car. And I said, did you have a Road to Damascus experience? And he said, no, I had a Road to Pittsburgh experience.
Yeah, that's right.
Listening to Christian radio.
Yes.
And what did he say about the guy's voice?
Well, the guy had a good voice, and it just kind of changed, and it spoke to his heart, and the Holy Spirit convicted him, and right there at the car, he pulled over, gave his heart to the Lord.
Man. And he said, could there, this is a guy who's a scientific scientist, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And he said, could there be a master designer? And we know that answer, but maybe you don't know that today. But we look at a place called Jerusalem. We look at the hate for the Jewish people. When you mention Jerusalem in some circles, they want to just give you hate and give you a big rhyme from the river to the sea, which means annihilate the Jews. They tried to do that time after time after time. But Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Our guest this morning, Anna Watson, with her special rendition of Jerusalem.
Here you go. She's singing live in the studio.
That could not be here. John saw the city. Oh, yes, he did. John caught a glimpse of the golden throne. Tell me all about it. Go right on around the throne. He saw a crystal sea. There's got to be more. What will it be? I want to go. City he saw, New Jerusalem.
Amen. That was awesome. Thank you,
excellent.
Hannah.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. I think Garth's show ought to close with that song.
That's a great idea,
wow.
Actually.
Well, let me tell you what.
Now we've done Garth. Now let us do the King.
All right. Yeah. Love it.
Let me tell you something. That's thank awesome. You all for thank coming. You.
We're honored.
Yesterday, when I was having one of those days where I says, gosh, what have I accomplished? I said, I tell you what I've accomplished. I got a hold of Rich and said, I just had on my mind.
Yeah.
That I want to talk about Garth and the show, but it's Good Friday.
Yep.
You have just blown away Keith and I and Darren and the studio. Thank you so much.
We're honored to do it, and we'll always proclaim the name of Jesus in our show.
Every day.
Every day we will.
You know, hang on a second before we take the break, because I got to tell them something.
Okay.
Of all the years I've done this, 25, 26 years, it's a risk when you ask somebody to sing. In the studio. Keith, I'm going to put you on the spot for me. Would you tell them what I mean by that?
Well, you don't know what you're going to get
right.
Unless you've heard.
Yeah.
But I have had complete confidence in you, Anna, and you did not disappoint.
You did something
absolutely.
That the Cardinals only did once yesterday. You hit
a home run.
Home run.
That's right.
It's not about baseball and sports, and we talk about it, but it's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you don't have that song, Jerusalem, ringing in your head all day, then there's something in the matter. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with Keith and Alan. Good morning, Ozarks.
And we'll have the verse of the day right after this.